Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN's sister station Antenna TV spoke with actor Tim Kazurinsky. From SNL to Police Academy, he shares great stories about his career in comedy. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. How'd you get started in your career?
I'd been a reporter in Pennsylvania, then I was an ad man with Leo Burnett, and I was nervous presenting my commercials, so I took a class at Second City to get over my fear of being in front of people, and they offered me a job. So, an 80% pay cut. I was like, who would pass up an opportunity like that? So I went to work for Second City, and 2 years later, I got hired at SNL. Just crazy. And then, luckily, that helped my screenwriting career. I adapted a David Mamet one-act play called Sexual Perversity in Chicago into a film called About Last Night, which was a big hit. So I got a 20-year screenwriting career out of it. So, yeah.
Demi Moore,
Rob Lowe, Jim Belushi, Elizabeth Perkins.
And yes. It was all shot in Chicago.
All shot in Chicago. Well, the exteriors.
Yes.
And so, mostly shot. Well, all the interiors are done in L.A. They recreated Mother McGuire's, which was like Mother's and Butch McGuire's. They rebuilt the bar in L.A.
How did you join the cast of Saturday Night Live?
It happened without me. As it turns out, I found out about 6 months after I got the job and was working there that John Belushi had recommended me to the new producer, Dick Ebersol, who had been the studio exec on the first 5 years. And when Dick took the show over, John said, you should go into Chicago and see this kid, Tim Kazurinsky. And so he, unbeknownst to me, he came in, watched the show, and a couple of months later hired me. So I didn't audition. And now you have to go in and like do 20 characters, and it's so hard to get on that show, but not for me.
What are your favorite characters that you played on Saturday Night Live?
I love doing the I Married a Monkey stuff because I get to improvise with a chimpanzee, which was always interesting. Really said, this is live TV because this is happening now. But probably doing the Dr. Jack Podofsky character with the, well, it just so happens, this guy with the all the ridiculous diseases on flip cards. I really love doing those and writing those, and it was really fun to do. And I used to play an Indian mystical guru called Having a Good Time Vishnu Verheer. I loved doing that. But I never got any trouble, any hell for doing it. Not like, you know, Hank Azaria and Apu. But poor guy, so.
Did you enjoy working with Eddie Murphy?
Eddie was 17 years old. It was crazy. He did the show for 4 years, and one night the producer, Dick Ebersol, said, we're going to Studio 54. It was still a disco back then. And I said, what's the occasion? They said, it's Eddie's 21st birthday party. I'm like, he had been working on the show 4 years. I mean, he was amazing. Yeah. But I loved everybody I worked with, so it was great. Yeah. And same with Second City. I'm still in touch with all the people, and we still call each other on birthdays and stuff. So,
who are your earliest comedy influences?
You know, I actually grew up in Australia, so we didn't have TV yet. I grew up with radio. I'm old, so I kind of grew up with radio, and I remember the arrival of TV and how it killed newsreels and stuff. But I was a fan of Charlie Chaplin stuff and Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. And then, you know, years later, Jerry Lewis hosted SNL, and I was going like, this is so weird that, you know, when I was a kid, we used to sneak into movie theaters to watch these movies, and here I am working in a show in America with this guy. It's kind of freaky.
What was it like working on Somewhere in Time?
It was fantastic. And Jeannot Zwark was a great director, and it was fantastic. The best thing was that we had such a wonderful time. Then the film was destroyed in processing, so they had to go out to LA and shoot interiors and stuff. They came back 4 weeks later. We got to go back to Mackinac Island and do it all again, and hang out with those people, and Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour and Christopher Plummer. It was like a double vacation. Had a great, great time. And there's no, I mean, it's all horse and buggies on the island. There's no, it's like really traveling back in time to the Grand Hotel there. It's magnificent. When we did it, shot the first time, Chris was really friendly with us. And because the Brits are a little more reserved, Jane Seymour and Chris Plummer were a little more reserved. So there were three of us from Second City in the show. And at the wrap party, we did a little, we all drank a little too much, and we kind of made fun of the Brits for being standoffish. So then when we had to reshoot everything again, we thought, oh God, no, we're going to come back. We just kind of made fun of these guys. They could not have been nicer and more gracious. And they were terrific to work with.
How'd you get involved with the Police Academy movies?
After Saturday Night Live, I was on my honeymoon, and David Sheffield and Barry Blaustein, who had written Police Academy 2, said, would you come in to L.A. and do a day as a lamp store owner under the credits? So I said, okay. I went and did that, and that day the director got fired, and the new director came in and said, I like the old guy and the gang leader, who was Bobcat Goldthwait, keep him around. So 6 weeks later, I'm still there. We're going in and doing stuff every day. And I ended up doing 3 Police Academy movies, and they all became like new family. And it was just great fun. We had a blast doing those. Bobcat and I'm still friends with everybody in the cast. And I toured with Wicked a couple of years ago and in LA, and they all the Police Academy people had a Sunday brunch, and they came to the Sunday matinee because they said, we got to see Sweet Chuck singing and dancing. So they all showed up. It was really lovely. They were such fun. I mean, gang comedies. Why aren't people making gang comedies anymore? We had a blast doing them, and everybody had fun watching them. So I'm hoping they do some more, and they bring us out of the nursing home to
make our cameo.
So I'd love it.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at wgnradio.com/antenna TV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to youtube.com/antenna TV.